Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Yes, that is, in fact. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you so very much for tuning in tonight. We've got a great show scheduled, and I hope and trust that you will be with us throughout the duration of the show. Now, I want to say that, let me just go ahead and put this in. We have a... I have a book out. It's called After the Passion, Now What? You can get my book at drjessewalker.com or drjessewalkerinc.com. Either one of those websites will do it for you. Just go to drjessewalker.com, and you can certainly check out my book. We're on the air live. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You can certainly call in at 347-857-1769. 347-857-1769. Again, I've got a great book out there. It's called After the Passion, Now What? You can tune in and you can get your copy. It's also in an e-book, so I invite you to do that at your earliest convenience. And once again, we introduced last week's broadcast, Relationship Maintenance, which means throughout most of these shows, we're going to be sending out relationship, and tonight's tidbit is going to be an entire program. We'll be bringing you the topic momentarily, but before we do any of that, I'm going to bring in my co-host all the way from sunny South Florida. She's all the way in Atlanta or wherever it is in the world she's coming from this evening. Ms. Audrey Blake. Ms. Blake, welcome to the show this evening. You're live.
Hi, Dr. Walker.
Hi. I trust that you've had a great day and the weather is cooperating out there.
Oh, it's just awesome. It's the first day of July, and I think it's our birthday month, so it's awesome.
Yours and mine, too. On
yes.
Saturday, I will be continuously young.
I know. I tell you. And
right.
On the 23rd, I'll be 50 again.
Okay, there you go. And holding.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ms. Blake, and tell them a little bit about yourself. Tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself. And I know you've got a couple of books out there, so go ahead and put in your commercial at this time.
Wow. Okay. Well, hi to everybody again. I am Audrey Blake, also known as Audrey B. I'm a certified professional life coach, and I offer free 30-minute life coaching introductory sessions. Have several packages as well. And the way to reach me is you can give me a call at 770-866-2162, or you can visit my website, fosteringleaders.org. And as you said, I have two books out, Falling in Love with Me. The revised edition is under publication as we speak. And also look out for Dying to Wake Up, the soft cover copy coming out soon as well. And I think that's pretty much it for now.
Okay. All right. Sounds real good. All right. Are you ready for tonight's story?
Excited as always.
Okay. All right. Let's get ready for tonight's story. I want to go ahead and say that this is Big July 1st. This show does not have all the answers, but together with your help, I can assure you we will find some answers that may prove beneficial to your relationships. Now, as always, the opinions that are expressed from my guests or other participants, those opinions do not necessarily reflect the opinions that are expressed from this host. Furthermore, the opinions expressed here and throughout tonight's program are merely those of my own and those of my guests and co-hosts and other participants. Now, tonight's dialogue should not be perceived as a replacement or substitute for the appropriate license, certified, or professional help in the appropriate field. The information presented is for educational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Tonight's characters are Alvin, Betsy, and Carol. Alvin, Betsy, and Carol. Those are the characters in tonight's broadcast, and I'm going to ask each one of you all to pay close attention because this is a very interesting story. Prior to getting involved with Betsy, Alvin had spent the past 8 years in an on-and-off relationship with Carol, the mother of his two young children, ages 6 and 2. Now, Alvin is 31 years of age, and Betsy, age 23, shows signs of being very much in love with him. After only dating him for a short span of time. Now, once again, that's worth repeating. Alvin is 31 years of age, and Betsy's 21, but she shows signs of being very much in love with him after only dating him for the past 4 months, in fact. She seems blinded by the fact he's fathered two children from a woman who he never married, nor has he ever been married. Now, Betsy experienced heartbreak from a high school sweetheart as well as a couple of other relationships that she has had, yet seems to fall in love quickly and with blinders on. Now, Betsy wants to get married within the next 2 years and is obviously looking in the wrong direction with this guy, who does not show any signs of extraordinarily being heavily interested in her. Furthermore, at 31, he demonstrates very little to offer her, since he does not have a trade skill or a college education. He works at a common job and does not even pay a regular child support for his children. In fact, he gives his baby mama a very difficult time and sees his children at his leisure when he's not trying to pick up other women, still while leading Betsy on as her man. Now, 6 months later, when Betsy pressures him about marriage someday, he finally admits to her that he is still involved and very much in love with this baby's mama. Okay, he admits that to her, and they were simply on a break again, and he's going back to her. Unfortunately, Betsy suspects she too may be pregnant at this point in time. Now, she is once again devastated. And we start out with our opening question tonight. How could Betsy have been so blind in the first place? Now, please don't go away. There's more to come right now, right here live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show with our topic for the evening, how to know if you are wasting time in your relationship. Once again, tonight's topic, how to know if you are wasting time in your relationship. Please stay tuned. All right, Ms. Wade, let me begin with you. How could Betsy have been so blind in the first place?
Well, Dr. Walker, you know my answer to that as normal. I'm kind of the person that works on relationships, and so have you. And, you know, we say it's blind, but it's easy to say that when you're not in it. You know, people, when they put their heart in things, their head is not always thinking straight. So how could she have been so blind? How could she have been so in love is the real question.
All right. Let me to the phone line quickly here. We're going to go to 305-761. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You are on the air live. Who do we have on the air with us this evening?
Good evening, sir. You have Patrick Jones calling from Miramar, Florida. How are you?
All right, Sir Patrick. Thank you for joining us. We're going to ask, this studio picks up every sound that's made. So if you're around some noise, it picks it up right into the studio, and that noise starts all over.
Okay, I was digging in my yard, so let me stop.
Oh, okay. All right. Because it picks up every little sound. This is a brand new studio, and it almost brings you right in here with us. All right, Mr. Patrick, you heard the story. Do you think Do you think that Betsy is so blind that she just couldn't see where this guy was coming from?
There's a possibility if he was misleading from the beginning.
Okay.
And you said that he led her to believe that, or she was believing that she was possibly, he was her man. Because
well, he led
so
her to
often.
Believe this, of course. Yeah, he led her to believe that he was her man. But remember now, he fathered two other children from another woman that he never married. And they were really, in fact, on a break. But Betsy thought that he was involved with her now because they've been together for the last 4 months. So, I mean, you say that happens all so often. In what way?
It does happen. I've seen this happen where men are with a particular woman and they call themselves on a break. There's no such thing, I don't believe in my personal opinion, as a break when it's an affair of the heart. And usually a man that's been in a relationship that has children with a woman, they bonded. This isn't just a jump-off type of woman. This is a woman that was his woman that has mothered his children. So, yeah, she is kind of blind looking at it that way. Because knowing that he's fresh off just 4 months away from this woman, that he's ready to be her man, well,
uh-huh.
I mean, there were flags from the beginning. There
uh-huh.
were flags. I would have been, had I been a woman, I'd probably be a little more reluctant. However, I found that a lot of women today, they just want a pair of britches. They're not looking at all the signs. It's just somebody's paying attention to me.
Okay.
I have something. So
uh-huh.
that lends itself to the possibility of what you consider her blindness.
Okay.
I'm no expert on this subject, but just based on my own experiences and as I deal with women, I can't relate to that man, but as a man I can relate, and I haven't always been upfront with women. My heart may
okay.
be one place, but my intentions are somewhere else. So
right.
I call it playing games. That's just what it is. All you're doing
mm-hmm.
is just playing games with this person until you're ready for that one. And that's
right.
what happens oh so often.
Right.
And
so
women
right.
have to
okay.
see that.
Okay. We're going to ask you to stand by, and we, of course, welcome those of you all that are listening, send in your comments about tonight's topic, how to know
so
that you're in a relationship. Go ahead, Ms. Blake.
So as the co-host, hi, welcome to the show as well. I definitely agree with our caller. And the other thing I want to add to my initial comments, in my book, Fall in Love with Me, there's a chapter that deals with just what he says. You hit it on the nose. He is a player. In fact, he's what I call one of my platinum and gold player card holders. and I categorize them by age. So he's in his 30s. He's carrying a gold card right now.
Okay. I can certainly see that. Now, let me ask you, do you think that Betsy should wake up? Ms. Blake, let me start out with asking you that question. Do you think that she would, I mean, she's only 23, he's 31. Do you think that, I mean, there's an 8-year age disparity, but it shouldn't make a difference because they're both adults. But do you
right.
think it's possible that what could wake her up? Now she suspects she may be pregnant.
She definitely needs to wake up. Because she needs to look at the facts. And, again, I start out by saying, you know, her heart may have her. She's in love. But love doesn't pay the rent, and love is not going to help raise your child, you know. So she needs to see him for who he is.
Okay. All right. Of course, if you want to listen, if you want to comment tonight, press 1, and we would love to take a call. Let's go to the phone lines again. We're going to go to 917. 399. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have with us this evening?
Hi, it's Angela Dupree.
Okay, Ms. Angela, thank you for joining us. What do you think about this guy? I mean, and it could go either way. You know, a girl can be a player as well. But this guy, do you really think he's playing on her? I mean, obviously, he's saying now he's going back to his baby's mama.
I'm tuned into it, so I missed the beginning of the topic. So I want to listen
okay.
in for a little bit. I'm calling in from work, so I'm just listening right now.
Okay, that's perfect. That's perfect. Sir Patrick, let me go back to you and ask this question. I mean, what was the may have been the initial warning sign for this young lady that's 23? I mean, if you were to ask me, I'd say the red flags were he's been married. He's never been married, but now he's with a he's got a baby mama that has two of his kids. He's never married her. I mean, that right there is a warning sign. What would you say, if anything?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not that I'm against marriage. I'm cautious with it. And I don't think that people should just freely, because as a male, I've done things that I'm not proud of at this point in my life at 44. However, things that she should have looked at is how he interacts with his children and that woman, the relationship that they share. Also, if she thinks she's in love, then something has transpired between them, whether it been pillow talk, over dinner, what have you, where they've discussed relationship with that woman, the cause of the breakup and things of that nature. And those could have been signs in themselves to show her a clear picture of who he is and the fact that what does he do with his time? How he spends his time is important. Does this man go to work? Because if I'm not mistaken, you said this young man is not working. Is was that the statement?
He works for a common. I mean, he really doesn't for her. He works at just a routine, common job. Nothing big, nothing important. It doesn't appear that he's really a go-getter.
Yeah, that's a problem. Because at 31, he should have himself together. He should want some things. He should be moving towards some things. And I'll tell you why I say that is interesting. I have a son, teenage son, and he likes a young lady that lives in the neighborhood. And my son told me a couple of weeks ago, Daddy, I want to get a job so I can save money and buy her a house. Now, this
wow.
is a teenage boy. A teenage boy.
Uh-huh.
So it alarmed me that he thinks enough of this girl to do so, but I'm also impressed that that is the direction he's taking his life. So at 31, if this man has nothing to offer, nothing to give, with two children, never been married, what aspiration does he have and direction will he have for your life as the head of the household and the family? That right there is a flag.
That is a major flag. Well, why is it that sometimes young people, I mean, I would still consider her young, even though she's an adult. Why is it do you think that she's missing out on seeing this?
Well, there's a variety of things. Has she seen it before? Has anyone brought it to her attention? Or was she just having fun and got caught up? Because that happens oh so often. We get caught up having fun. Or we think.
Okay, all right. We're going to ask you to stand by just for a second. We're going to go to the phone lines again. We're looking to go to 912-237. 912-237. Welcome. You're on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Thank you for joining us. Who do we have with us today?
Hey, as you see, if you want to spend
we'll come back to that one. Ms. Blake, I mean, here it is. Now, we're talking about wasting time in a relationship. What about a marriage? What if we're a marriage? How do you feel? I mean, what are some signs that people are wasting in a marriage?
I think we're getting some interference a little bit, but I'll try to speak as loudly as possible. We might want to remind.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we might want to remind our callers to put your phones on mute. You know, marriage is a different story. First of all, I want to say, you know, I tell people don't beat themselves up. See people for who they are. Value who you are as a woman or a man, whichever the situation is. In this case, it's a woman. And if it's a marriage, you know, you still don't let people mistreat you. But the thing about a marriage from my standpoint is you work a little harder at it because you've made some vows and some type of commitment. So, you know, if she was married, she'd take a few more steps to save the relationship. But this is my opinion and mine only. But if you're single, ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, I agree. But you know what? I think a lot of people, I think they waste time not only dating, I think this is just my personal opinion, and I know some ministers out there may beg to differ with me, and that's okay because I'm a minister myself. But I will tell you this. I think people waste time in their marriages. I really do. I think they waste time in the wrong marriage. And I think that you can sit there, and I would challenge any minister to come on my show and tell me differently. They sit there, you can sit there and you can pray until you're blue, purple, yellow, green in the face. But if both parties are not trying to make that marriage work, you're wasting time. That person who's trying to, the one who's always trying to make amends, he's wasting or she's wasting her time. Because I'm going to tell you, eventually that marriage is going to end in divorce, and it's just a matter of time. It's inevitable. The intervention comes. God will intervene. If both parties want the intervention in the marriage, but both parties have got to be willing. That one part, a plane cannot fly on one wing. One party is over there, they're mad all the time, they're angry, they have these frustration moments, and then they expect the other party to always make the amends. It's not going to happen. It's going to stop happening. And people have got to realize, you're wasting time. If you're talking about the same thing, I'm going to go to Patrick on this one here. Tell me your opinion. If you're talking about the same thing over and over, you know, you've been married 3 years, and you're talking about the same issue the following year, do you think that that issue is going to go away or that marriage is going to survive? I mean, tell me, what do you think?
In my honest opinion, no.
Yes.
I don't see it that way, and I agree with you totally. And also agree that many ministers won't agree with you that way. My mother won't agree with me. My mother won't, however. You know what you're feeling. You know what you're dealing with every day, who you are dealing with, because you know people once you start living with them. You have these certain needs. I'm not talking something ridiculous, just needs of affection or conversation or just the ability to communicate without always feeling like you're pulling teeth to talk to a person.
Absolutely.
That is not healthy. It's not healthy. It's not healthy for either party, but the person that wants it most is most detrimental for them because they're fighting for something that they're not going to get. That person does not want what you want. So why are you standing still with
Go ahead.
No, I just don't feel like I wake up every day and I thank God for what I have. I thank him for my life. But I know that tomorrow's not promised. His word tells me that. So what happens today in my relationship is I'm not worried about tomorrow. Let's take care of each other today. And when tomorrow comes, I'll be welcome to welcome it with you. We'll go into tomorrow. But I need right now. I need you right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, I want to add to that because people take life for granted. They take their relationships for granted. They take their marriages for granted. They think that they can do things at their convenience when they want to forget about their significant other. Life doesn't happen like that. The sun, the moon, the stars do not evolve around any one human being. This is God's planet. And if I'm talking to married couples out there or people who are dating, I'm telling you, stop wasting your time. God is not going to intervene to save your marriage if both parties don't want it because each party has free will. If you are dealing with the same issues time and again for month after month after month, year after year after year, it ain't going to go away, excuse my bad language, because you know what? The parties are not willing to change. And ultimately, you are going to divorce or separate. I'm telling you now, and that's my gut feeling about it. Tonight, you're listening to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're listening live. You want to speak to the host? Press 1. We would love to take your call. Let's go to 205-908. We're going to ask you all to stand by. We've got some comments that are also coming in. 205-908, who do we have on the air this evening? And welcome to the show.
This is Jack. Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
All right. I love the comments that are coming in. secret love, the gentleman who was just speaking a few minutes ago, and I love what you were saying too, Dr. Walker, that we can't take life for granted. We can take each other for granted. And nothing is promised tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised. I mean, we need to wake up and say, Lord, this is a new day. Bring me into the sweetness of your character. Help me to say something kind. Help me to do a kind deed to someone. And I just think that's what we need to do every single day. And like the brother was saying, no one should be holding out on anybody. Everybody is supposed to do their part. The Bible spells it out plain, and that's the rule of faith. That's the rule of life. And if we're going to say that we're Christians, we need to abide by what we read and apply it to our life, make it applicable to our life, and don't just talk it, but live it as well. So I'm on board with all of what you guys were saying. And I didn't hear Ms. Blake yet, but I need to hear what she's saying, too, from a lady's perspective.
Right. Jack, I want you to back that up just for a second, if you would, please. You say we need to, you know, when we talk about being followers of Christ, in terms of not just being the follower of Christ, but living a life. Go ahead and back that up for us, if you would.
Yes, yeah, you're absolutely right. We can't just be hearers of the word. The Bible says we must be doers of the word, because he said that we honor him with our lips, but our hearts are far from him. Now, that's scripture. We're talking a good talk, but we're not walking the walk. And so if we're going to talk the talk, we need to walk the walk. But if not, if you're not going to walk the walk, then get out of it. That goes for all of us. Now, I know all of us have sinned and come short, but do we continue in sin? No, no, we continue, but we eventually let it go. Otherwise, we know where we're going to eternity.
Okay, Patrick, I've got you on the line. Patrick, are you still with us? Patrick? Okay, Ms. Blake, let me go to you real quick and ask this question. I mean, is it that people are wasting time when they're going over things over and over again, the same arguments over and repeatedly?
Well, again, it has to do with if they want to work it out or not. And you're very right. I agree with you 100% in terms of if you don't have two people who want to work it out, then it's not going to work. I'm never implying to stay in a loveless marriage. But don't walk out at the first sign of trouble either. You know, at least try to make it work. But if you see that thing, you got one person that's not trying to make it work, then, yes, you are pretty much wasting your time. Because either, like you say, it's not going to work, you're going to divorce, or somebody's going to cheat.
Yeah. Eventually it's going to, I mean, marriage is going to die. And it dies when somebody else goes out there. Patrick, we're going to ask you to stand by just for a second. We're going to go to 912-237. 912-237. What do we have on here? Okay. All right, we're missing that person. All right, let me go back with our characters tonight, Alvin, Betsy, and the young lady who's also the baby's mama. And that, when we talk about Carol, Alvin, Betsy, and Carol, Carol here is the baby's mama. All right, now, if you're going to go back to the story just for a second. We are getting that static. We're getting some static on the phone again. Let me try to mute some of this. All right. Carol, being the baby's mama, with Betsy, if Betsy really wants to find out, guy, if she started dating him, and the minute she knew that he had children, what she should have done was say, well, you know what, let take me around, you know, and let me wait in the car while you go to your baby mama house to pick up your kids. Take me around there. I mean, if it's not a hostile, if she don't suspect it to be a hostile hood situation, then, you know what, take me around there. Let me wait in the car while you go and pick up your kid from your baby mama. That at that point, she would know what she's dealing with. And I want Jack to come on and tell me what your thoughts are on that. If that young lady is sitting in the car and that baby mama comes out there because there's a woman in the car, she would know right up front what she's dealing with, whether that man is through with that woman and whether that woman is through with that man. Mm. And if he says, no,
well, I normally agree with you, Doc, but I have a slight different approach than that. He would have to tell the young lady, he should tell her, you know, up front, you know, the relationship that he has with the children's mother or the baby's mother. He should tell her up front. So she wouldn't be put into a hostile situation at all.
Right.
Now, later on down the line, if they become, you know, close friends or whatever and all, then she should want to meet her. But I don't know how much they into the relationship at all, but I wouldn't want to confront anybody at that point. I think it's too early.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't even know how the relationship is going, or is there really a relationship, or they're trying to start
mm-hmm.
one. But I wouldn't want to meet the significant other or the former significant other anytime soon. And can I just hand
mm-hmm.
a little kudos to someone today? And
yeah.
To both of you. I want to add some kudos to Dr. Jesse Walker, because I understand that you have a birthday coming up on Friday, so we're kudos, happy birthday to you.
Yes.
And I want to Ms. Blake that I didn't get a chance to meet you. I'm getting ready to leave from the Atlanta area, but I always wanted to meet you, but I never knew where I could meet you at, but I'm getting ready to leave heading to Savannah, Georgia.
Okay, well, welcome to Georgia.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you for that, Jack. Thank you for that. And we appreciate your comment on that. And I just think that this guy was misleading this young lady, and now she suspects that she's pregnant, you know, because she had blinders on. A guy, and I go back with what Patrick said earlier. If a guy has been around a woman that long, she's got two kids, there's a bond there. There's an unshakable bond. And
that's
he's
right.
going to be going back and forth with her. Go ahead.
Dr. Walker, before you go forward.
Uh-huh.
I need to interject this as co-host. The baby mama thing. I don't.
Uh-huh.
I'm like. I think it was Jack that commented on it. I don't think that that's necessarily a great idea either. Now, I have been married before, and to someone who had a child, because he was married before too. But he had a crazy ex-wife, so it's not always good. Even though the woman
uh-huh.
could be civilized and want to form
uh-huh.
that relationship with the baby's mother, sometimes the baby's mother may be crazy. So you have to keep that in mind. Not everybody is normal.
Dwayne Wade. All right. Dwayne
let
Wade.
Let me throw this out there, and we're going to go to a New York call in just a moment. But let me throw this out there. Well, if she is crazy, guess what? If you're dealing with, watch this now, if you're dealing with her children when they come over and you're playing the stepmother stuff, how crazy do you think it's going to be when they say, well, oh, Miss X, you know, she said this here or that, and it's misinterpreted. How crazy do you think she's going to be then?
Absolutely. She is going to be crazy, and you know what you're dealing with.
She's going to be crazy either way, either when you're sitting out there in that parking lot or when you're sitting there babysitting her kids with the man that's the father of her two children. It's going to
but
be
Dr.
crazy.
Walker,
you're going
to,
go ahead.
Dr. Walker. This is why you got
yeah.
me on the show. I don't do crazy,
okay.
though. See, that's the problem. So, you know, I don't do crazy, you know.
Oh, okay.
Not in a normal environment. I'm not talking about coaching. but
right.
in terms of relationships. So, yeah, that guy got himself involved. That may or may not speak to him, you know, because I do know intelligent men who've got caught up with crazy women. And the children
right.
don't ask to be here, so you still need to have that relationship for the children's sake.
Right, right. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to go to 917-399. Welcome to the show once again. Is this Ms. Angelina?
This is Angela Dupree.
Angela Dupree. Okay, we've got some static coming from your end, and we definitely want to hear you. Go ahead. Give us your thoughts on tonight's topic.
Well, I'm so glad you guys brought me back in. I was over here like, please just bring me back in on a conversation on my only because I understand the situation, being married and having a baby father and dealing with his baby mama. So one thing I will say, what you mentioned earlier, Dr. Walker, about when the other significant other spouse isn't on the same level as the other person in the marriage, that is trouble because I'm experiencing the same thing with my husband. I wish he was on today. I happen to be at work and he's at home, and I just text him to get on to listen in. So I don't know if he got the message or not, but that's the
okay.
biggest problem we've been having, where I feel like I'm at a certain level in our relationship when it comes to our kids. But then he's saying, well, give me some time. And my thing is, well, how much time do you need? Because while you're taking your time, I'm already fast forward
doing what I have to do. Time waits on no one. And just this week, everything just went downhill for us. I mean, we were questioning whether or not we was going to still be married, if we was going to break up, or were we going to work it out. And my thing was, I finally put it out on the table and was like, I've given you opportunities to work it out. I've given you an opportunity to deal with the things that I've talked about where you felt like you needed time. But years go by, and it's like we're repeating the same thing every year. And so finally, he told me he get what I'm saying. And so this was the first time this week that I actually felt like he was working towards it. So basically, he told me that because his dad didn't do the things with him, he don't remember or recall his mother ever taking him out to the park and doing certain things, and that could be why he don't do the same things with our kids. So I explained to him, I said, well, I think I had a horrible life, way worse than his, but I always told myself that I would never subject my kids to the same things that I went through in my life. And for once
in my life,
I felt like he understood where I was coming from.
How long were you all married?
We've been married for 21 years. This year makes 21
years. 21
years. 21 years.
And so,
21 years.
And you were about at the verge of divorce. Unless somebody...
Yes.
And so And this is what I'm talking about. If you're going through the same thing, you know, chances are you all have prayed. And I know a lot of people, you know, people will disagree with me. God is not going to intervene. He will not impose his will on free will. Both parties have got to want this. And if let me ask this question. Now, what if both parties are not trying to meet each other halfway? Let's just say, for example, the man is always trying to make up, or the woman is always trying to make up. Mr. Priest, tell me, is that fair to the marriage, or does that get old at some point in time? You're a woman. Tell me, will that ever get old?
It gets old. And I love my husband. I'm in love with him. But that is the only thing that made me say, you know what, I love you enough that I can't stay in this relationship no more, because we're not seeing eye to eye. You don't see what I'm seeing. So it does get old. After a while, you're just like, you know what? I'm just going to sit here and be quiet and let him think that things are going good, because no matter what I tell him, he's still not living up to that part of what I've already explained to him where he needs to step his game up.
Right. Jack, we want to bring you back in just for a second. We're going to bring you in. We got to go to some of these comments. Their producers are telling me we got to get to some of these comments. Jack, I want to bring you in, and I want to ask this question. Do you really think, why is it that in a case like Angela Goodwin here, you know, after 21 years, her husband's just now starting to get it. You know, I mean, when it could have been, and I'm not certainly encouraging anybody to go ahead and get divorced. But then they were on the brink of that. Where was, you know, why wouldn't God intervene if they had been praying? Why wouldn't God intervene if they had been praying?
Well, here's the kicker, and this is no disrespect to Ms. Dupree, but there's two sides to every story. Her husband or a significant other, he may have his version. And I heard what she said and all, and she said, he's just getting it. I mean, he just doesn't get it, what she's trying to explain to him. I didn't hear her say that this is what he articulated. He articulated that this is how he feels about the marriage. This is what he feels that needs to arise to the occasion from her part or from both of them. I'm just hearing what she's saying about how he should come up to the point. But it's always a two-way street, and this is no disrespect to her, and I know I'm a man and all, but I'm not taking sides with him. I don't know what's going on in the marriage, what's going on in the relationship. I don't know what he has said to her about what she needs to do to arrive to the occasion as well. Because even if you went to counseling, he would hear both parties separately, and then he would bring them in together where he can talk and what he has assessed, and then he'll be able to articulate to them what they need to do to fix those things. So that's how I'm looking at it. I'm looking from that perspective.
Right. But, Jack, let me ask you this here. Okay, let's say regardless of what the situation is, if one party is not happy, if something is going on that they're not pleased with, and that part and the other party just seems to think that everything is okay, but you've expressed yourself to that other party. The party is making no effort or minimal effort, only theoretically in words, but they're not doing anything in terms of application. And, I mean, regardless of what it is, if it's something within reason, and that other party is not complying or falling within compliance, do you think that it's going to make any difference? I doubt it very seriously. Because
I doubt it as well, but sometimes people think that they are rising to the occasion, and they really are not. They say, well, this is what you think I need to do, but this is what I feel that I need to do, and I think that I'm doing that. But if it gets to the point where you see there's a no-end situation, then my advice would be to move on. I mean, 21 years is a long time, and if you feel that it's just not going to work and he's not going to, you know, come up to where he needs to be, even though you both guys have sat down and you talked about it, he shared his concerns, I've shared my concerns. And all. I mean, if it's just not, there's no end to the situation, then just move on. Don't stay in the miserable
situation. Right.
I heard Ms. Blake say that. Don't stay in, she's not going to encourage staying in a miserable situation. I wouldn't encourage my daughter to do that either. My son
no,
either.
Not at all. And see, the other side of that is, I mean, and the other thing that I want people to think about is before you make an emotional decision, you know, you need to calculate, you know, what it is that you're doing. Because a lot
That's
of times,
right.
just like with my book, after the passion, now what? After
That's
the
right.
argument, now what?
That's right.
Because,
That's
see,
right.
if you're not stepping up now, when the person is communicating with you or attempting to communicate with you, that's the time you need to be listening. That's the time you need to be taking some action. When the communication stops, and this can go for a man or a woman, when the communication stops, then there's other things that are going to go into play, whether somebody's going to be cheating or whether somebody's stopping something for. But the love is probably going to be dead. And the person says,
yes.
you know what, you cannot waste time. I'm telling you, if you're going through the same thing year after year after year after year, it's only going to escalate. If you're dating somebody and you're having problems and those things, the parties are not trying to make amends, and one party is always giving in, that will get old. God is not even intervening. He intervenes to give you the wisdom to say, get out of that. You know, it doesn't mean that he doesn't love that other person. He loves both of them. But that's not a relationship for you.
That's right.
just not.
That's right.
People end up staying in relationships for years, and it's the wrong relationship. They're in the wrong marriages.
That's right.
Ms. Blake,
right.
let me bring you back in just for a second. Do you think there are people out there that are really in wrong marriages?
Oh, most definitely, yes. In fact, I probably hear it on a weekly basis. And people stay in them for appearances sometimes or financial reasons. But, again, you know, particularly if there are children involved, then you ask the question, we talked about this before, is that really fair to the children? Because kids know when something is not right. And if there are no children, is it fair to the spouse who doesn't want to be there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is so right. We're going to take a break and come back in just a moment. We're going to go to the phone lines. We got to get some of these comments that have come in. But before we do, let's go to 786-985. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live. Who do we have with us?
You have Miss X, but not the Miss Hello, but not the Miss X that you were mentioning in one of your comments.
Okay. Okay.
Welcome to the show, Miss X.
But this is
Thank
X.
you.
Hi, Miss X.
Hello.
Miss X,
what
a good
Yeah, I would like to say that so far, thus far what I've heard from everyone, I pretty much agree. I agree with what you said in your last comment about by the time the relationship, with the time to be listening to the relationship is when the person is begging and pleading and trying to communicate and get some kind of understanding. Because when that understanding, when that communication stops, it is dead. And then
mm-hmm.
what now after this is, you know, after the passion, well, when the passion is gone, when it's
yes.
over, when it's just dead, I mean, there's sometimes no coming back. There's no coming back. I was reading something the other day. I guess I was on Facebook, and somebody said, you know what? If you're in one of those, and I was really listening and paying attention. I was really listening and paying attention. And it said, you know what? That your story, your part in that story may have ended. Your role in that story had probably ended. That which means that, you know, the story might go on for the other participants of the other characters, but your role just may have ended. So you may need to step out of the story.
Oh,
which
absolutely.
Means the relationship has ended, and you need to remove yourself. Your character is no longer there. It has to be killed off.
And
not literally,
part,
you know.
Right. All right, we're going to ask all of you all to stand by just momentarily. Let me take some of the comments. Producers are threatening me over here that I got to take some of the comments that have come in. This is really a good topic tonight. How to know if you're wasting time in your relationship. Jack, we're going to give you this first comment from this guy. He writes in, I think you waste time in a relationship when you know the direction you want to go in, but your significant other seldom have a clue where they are headed. Jack, what do you think about his comment? Is he on point?
So he knows, he basically knows exactly where he wants to go, but she doesn't have a clue. Well, maybe she's not, maybe she hasn't reached that point yet. Maybe she's somewhat immature, then again, maybe she's not ready to make a total commitment. Because you said a significant other, you didn't say that they were married. You didn't say they necessarily were married. So I'm looking at it. He knows exactly what he wants to do, but she doesn't know exactly what he wants to do. I've seen a situation like that. I think I said that the last time that I was on about this couple. He has all the answers for everything and all. And see, and like you guys mentioned, his background, you know, he's working on his doctorate. And I hate to say this, but she doesn't even have her high school diploma. But yet and still, she's a very knowledgeable person, and she has compassion. She thinks it's all about him, but she's talking about the family as a whole and all. So he feels like he got it all together, and he knows exactly where he's going to go, and that she doesn't know exactly where she's going to go. So I totally agree with you.
Okay, all right. And I just want to throw this in. If he's at that point and he's dealing with somebody that's not at that point, it's only going to be frustrating unless he's got the patience to wait, and then I would give it a time frame. I would say give it a time frame for her to decide what it is she wants. I mean, it's kind of broad. It can be anything. If she's in between whether she wants to be with this guy or want to be with him, let her go to the other guy so she can be thinking about him when she's with the other guy. You know, I mean, it's not
married.
Difficult.
They finally got married after that long struggle, that long bout with the children and all, his child and her child, and he's not looking at it from that perspective at all, like he's the father of her child, he's only the father of his own child. So they finally got married the other day.
Wow, wow. You know, we're going to do an upcoming show on marriage is not a cure-all.
Yeah.
We're going to do a show because a lot of times people think that when they get married, oh, that's the cure-all. That is, they can't be any further from the truth. Marriage is not a cure-all. I can tell you that with certainty. All right, you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to take another comment to come off the studio. We've got a number of them, and we are running out of time. Thank you so very much for doing this show. How to know if you're wasting time in your relationship. Just email right here. In fact, we're going to give this one to you. She says, I've experienced this very issue in my former marriage. I wasted more than 11 years in that marriage, when it was evident that my husband would not stop his cheating ways and actions. He cheated on me with different women for more than 8 of our 11 years of marriage. Love sometimes makes you foolishly stay. What do you think about that? I mean, here he cheated on her 8 of the 11 years that they were married, Patrick, and now she wants to know, you know, it just didn't stop. He kept going. But, you know, what do you think?
That's a lot of time. That's a lot of time. And if I can jump back and then come forward, I want to start with a comment that I picked up from an older gentleman that was a mentor to me. And he says, is getting out while you're ahead really losing? And I want to start with that to give everybody something to think about. If getting out while you're ahead, are you really losing? Sometimes
not
people stay longer. No, I agree. When he told me that, because it was my relationship we were talking about, and that's all he gave me. He didn't comment on should I stay or go. He left me with that. And that was a determining factor to let me know I can stay here and spin my wheels because I have that problem. you're not affectionate. And the response was, the first year, I didn't grow up that way. You're not affectionate. Well, the second year, that was the same answer. But I'm going to try to do better. The third year, I made a little bit of progress, but I didn't grow up that way. Okay,
uh-huh.
The fourth year was the same thing. So I found myself frustrated and deprived as a man that's affectionate. And I want to be that way with my woman. So, yeah, staying too long is definitely not good because you can be missing out on other blessings. However, I do believe that you come back around to those things. You can miss it at the moment, but if it's for you, it'll be there later. Just what do you have to put yourself through, self-inflict, before you walk away from that to walk into something good? So it puzzles me. However, I pass no judgment because I've been that person.
Mm-hmm.
I've been.
You know,
right.
My feeling is that sometimes you have to lose in order to win. That's my favorite saying. Also, you know, sometimes even myself, I say to myself, you know what? My mind needs to put duct tape over my heart. Because sometimes the heart, yeah, my mind needs to put duct tape over my heart because, you know, the heart is a terrible thing sometimes.
Right. Right.
Well, this is, can I share this with you before you let me go? In
yes.
my situation.
Very quick.
And you all make
bring that up in real quick here. Go ahead.
This is quick and I'm gone. The person I had a child with, and we were married, and I would tell her, the child is not the reason to stay together. Because if we don't
right.
enjoy and grow together, when he grows up and he moves
mm-hmm.
on with her, he's going to leave too. See, I'm
mm-hmm.
not going to spend 8 years in nothing and walk away after my kid is grown. That's why I stayed and not walk away with him. Because he's not going to stay here forever. He's a product
right.
of us.
That's right. That's right.
And in fact, we are
that's right.
together. We are raising him, and he's going to leave us. So I thank you for having me and allowing me to speak. I love the topic. Both of you, amazing. All the comments this evening.
Thanks for
all
being
right.
on
well,
the show. You've been awesome.
And, we got about 5 minutes before we bring the show to a close. Let me go ahead and take another comment. And if, let's see here. We're going to give this one to Ms. Dupree, Angela Dupree. Let me go here and take this other comment that's come in from this female. She writes in, my opinion and knowing you are wasting time in your relationship is when you are arguing over the same issue for more than a year without any attempts at changes occurring in the party. This is what we've been saying all evening. If there's no attempt at changes in the party, you're wasting time. Mr. Free, let's go with you. What do you think? Is she on point?
Yes, definitely, because I felt that way many a times. And I actually sitting here listening to the gentleman, I was trying to get in contact with my husband to bring him in so he could hear his side and hear his opinion of the conversation we was having, because I didn't want to have a one-way conversation without him. Usually I do this with him so you can hear both our parts, because I feel a little bad a little bit that I'm sharing a part of our life without him, and
mm-hmm.
I don't want him to feel like I'm telling things about our relationship that maybe he didn't want to share either. But it was bothering me so much, and when I heard the topic,
If you're available in 2 weeks, we'll do a part two to this show, if you're available in 2 weeks.
What date is that? Is that after the 15th? I'm available.
All right, we'll find out, and we'll do a part two. You can communicate with me whenever you get a chance, and we'll set up
okay.
a time to do a part two, and then we'll publicize it out there. Let me go to Ms. Blake. Let's see if we've got another caller here. We're going to go to 305-733. Are you coming in, or did you want to just listen in? Okay, she's probably just listening in. Okay, let's go. We're going to give this one to Ms. Blake. Ms. Blake, if you would address this comment. This male writes in, he says, I would highly suggest to anyone out there dating who knows what you want, do not waste your time with someone who does not know what he or she wants. They will only drag you along and cause a great deal of headache and heartache along the way. What do you think about that, Ms. Blake?
I think that's excellent. Excellent advice. Don't waste your time. When you see it, recognize it, and say, let people show you who they are, believe them.
Okay. All right. Let me go here to, let's see who we haven't called on in a minute. Let me go. 786-985. Who do we have on the air with us? 786-985?
That's Miss X.
Miss X, Miss X, we're going to give you this comment. Miss X, this person writes in, she says, I wasted 6 years of my life. I wasted 6 years of my life dating a man that fathered two of my children, hoping one day he would marry me. I recently found out he did it again by going to another relationship of many that he has had. If he can do this to me, he will definitely do it to the next woman. It's just a matter of time. Don't waste your time, girl, he says. What do you think? Is she right? If he can do it to her, he'll do it to the next woman?
Yep. I believe that. Yes. What it says, something don't change, it strikes. And if they tell you, it's just like Miss, I don't know if that was Miss Blake or whomsoever, that just made the comment that if they show you their real self and they tell you that that's who they are, believe them. You know, I hear people say put God in it, but what if you're in a relationship where God is all over it and they still do the same thing? They still cheat and they still lie and they still do all of those things, but God is everywhere. What then?
You're in the wrong relationship and you've wasted your time. You've wasted your time. God has been showed you. I'm telling you, God has been showed you that that's not the relationship you're supposed to be in. Okay, he says, get with it. That's not the relationship. Boy, I got, or girl, saying, I got something so good for you. Doesn't mean he doesn't love that person. He's saying, but that's not the relationship that I have for you. I got joy over here for you. Okay, I got somebody else over here, other person. But you're wasting time because you can't let it go. You can't let it go.
Dr. Walker.
You know, yes, Ms. Blake.
I'm sorry. I got to say my saying. If their presence doesn't add value to your life, their absence will make no difference.
That's
right.
Is a big
That says a lot. Mm-hmm. That says a lot.
I'm telling you. And you know what? They're telling me we're out of time. We got about 90 seconds. But listen, folks, listen. We're going to continue with this in here. I want to appreciate, I thank everybody that came on this evening. But you know what? People need to take stock in their relationships. They need to take stock. I'm not saying for anybody to rush out there and get a divorce. I'm not saying for anybody to rush out there and end their relationship. But I'm just telling you, think about what it is that's happening in your relationship. Because if you're going through the same thing that you've been going through, you know, they say that's the definition of insanity. Ms. Blake, isn't that true? And what's the definition again?
Yes, it is. You're trying the same thing and expecting to get different results.
That's
insanity.
If somebody is doing the same thing that they did a year ago, 2 years ago, and note the parties, both parties are not making any effort to make a change, you're just going to be spending the rest of your life miserable. When you could, as Patrick said earlier, when you could have had something real good that's in your favor right over there, right around the corner, and you didn't even know it because you chose misery. You know, that's not what God wants for his children. That is, and I challenge anybody to come on. That is not what God wants for the children. Listen, we're out of time. I hope you all enjoyed the show tonight as much as I did.
Great show.
And join us this Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. Of course, if you choose to bypass this Friday, join us again here same time next Tuesday for a different topic. Until Friday or until next Tuesday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.